With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. In his second proclamation of 2019, His Excellency the Governor has announced the next session of the Legislative Assembly, which will be held at 10 a.m. on October 28th. The main focus is expected to be the people-initiated referendum on the cruise berthing and port enhancement project, which is scheduled for Thursday, December 19th. Meanwhile, as you likely heard right here on Radio K-Man, the Premier and Deputy Premier have been making the talk show rounds. On Radio K-Man's For the Record this week, Deputy Premier, the Honorable Moses Kirkconnell, fired back against anti-port critics.
3 years this campaign has been going on to stop this project. This campaign is a commercial campaign, is how it started. There are reasons why some private sector people would not want this cruise berthing facility, new cargo port, especially cruise berthing, to go forward.
Minister O'Connell says what's happening today is something he's seen before.
I remember when the Water Authority was putting pipelines and started aggressively putting pipelines throughout the Cayman Islands. The major lobby to stop that was the truckers. The truckers that used to carry the water from the plant to the houses. They want it stopped. This is very similar to part of the reason that there has been a campaign to stop the cruise berthing.
While government has faced criticism for its expenditures related to promoting the project to build cruise piers in Georgetown Harbor, Mr. Kirkconnell says those trying to stop it have also, quote, spent quite a bit of money. Now in its 40th year, NCVO Children's Services is hosting its annual fundraising telethon, part of the major campaign to raise $1.6 million.
We are calling for the entire community to come together and help the NCVO raise their goal of $1.6 million for the children in their care.
The annual radio telethon brings together a wide range of local talent, all with a focus of supporting children's programs at one of the country's oldest nonprofit organizations. CEO Miriam Foster says this year's big event kicks off at 6 p.m. on October 19th and lasts until 11 p.m.
The production is being done by the ever-talented One World Entertainment, and this year, for the first time ever, it will be simulcast on all of Hurley's media stations, and as always, on Radio Cayman, and new this year, Cayman Life on Logic 33.
Ms. Foster invites the public, as always, to make pledges and donations, either calling the Flow-sponsored call-in line on 946-3136 or donate online at ncvo.org.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Bulgaria's Prime Minister Boyko Borisov has called for the president of the Bulgarian Football Union to stand down after English players were subjected to racist abuse during their European Championship qualifier in Sofia on Monday. The match was stopped twice after several Bulgarian fans made Nazi salutes and monkey noises at England's black players. Kurdish militia units have repulsed an attack by a Turkish-backed group in northern Syria at the town of Ras al-Ain. Shelling has continued into the morning. The clashes came after President Trump imposed sanctions on Ankara on Monday. UN officials say Turkey could be held responsible for summary executions videoed by Turkish-backed fighters during the ongoing operation against Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The UN says one film shows Turkish-backed Syrian fighters firing automatic weapons into the body of a bound man. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, has told EU ministers that a deal is possible at a leaders' summit this week, but there would have to be an agreement on a legal text with Britain by Tuesday night. Britain's minister responsible for Brexit, Stephen Barclay, has also said a deal is still possible. The head of Catalonia's regional government has accused Spain of resorting to repression rather than dialogue after the sentencing on Monday of 12 pro-independence politicians and activists. Quim Torra again called it a political trial, something rejected by the Spanish government, which says the separatists were convicted for breaking the law, not for their ideas. Search teams in the Democratic Republic of Congo have found the wreckage of a government cargo plane which went missing last Thursday with 8 passengers on board. The Russian embassy in Kinshasa said 2 Russians had been on the plane. In Lebanon, more than 100 wildfires have broken out in forests in mountains southeast of Beirut. BBC News.